Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Benedict XVI spoke with reporters today traveling with him to Sydney, Australia for World Youth Day 2008. An Australian journalist asked what hopes the Holy Father has for the future of the Church in Australia, where he said society is profoundly affected by secularism and indifference toward religion. Pope Benedict responded, saying Australia shares in the successes and failures of the Western world, but that the desire for himself that God put in the heart of every human being can never be completely suppressed or extricated.
On the other hand, now we see that religion is always present in the world and will be always present because God is present in the heart.
As with the in-flight press conference on the way from Rome to the United States this past April, reporters were anxious to know what Pope Benedict plans to say regarding the clerical sex abuse crisis. Pope Benedict said pedophilia is incompatible with being a priest and that it is essential for the Church to reconcile, to prevent, to help, and to see guilt in this problem. The Holy Father also discussed the need for citizens and politicians to be better stewards of creation, saying he hopes to raise consciences about climate change. Pope Benedict left Rome on a special Alitalia flight with Vatican officials and journalists aboard. The plane departed from Rome's Leonardo da Vinci Airport Saturday just after 10 a.m. Rome time, and is scheduled to land roughly 20 hours later. At 10 days, the trip is the longest of the Holy Father's papacy and centers on World Youth Day events, which include an all-night vigil service and an open-air mass on the weekend of Sunday the 20th. We spoke with World Youth Day Sydney's principal organizer and Auxiliary Bishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher.
And I think in Australia, young people who don't yet know Pope Benedict very well are going to experience similarly the warmth of this father figure, and many of them are searching, in fact, for a father figure in their lives. This man who, on Christ's behalf and his own, loves them and is there to embrace them and to teach them with that wonderful mind that he brings to his pontificate. So I think they will encounter something very special in seeing Pope Benedict close up and hearing him teach them.
Other highlights of the Holy Father's trip include a scheduled visit to Mary MacKillop Memorial Chapel, dedicated to Australia's first blessed, whose cause for canonization continues. A biblical Via Crucis that will see the Holy Father lead the first station, and Mass in the Sydney Cathedral with Australia's bishops, seminarians, and religious novices. Pope Benedict returns to Italy on July the 21st. I'm Chris Altieri.
Every nation, every tribe, come to